Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Every Tuesday morning, we talk about high school sports and activities in this slot. And you couldn't have been driving around Sitka this weekend without realizing that there was a lot of baseball going on. And I've got a couple of sophomore baseball players in this morning. Fred Elliott is a pitcher. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
And Ghulam Ula Lodi is also a sophomore, second baseman for the Sitka Wolves. And you guys, how many teams were in Sitka this weekend? And Ghulam Ula, it's conventional to just call you GU, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How many teams were in Sitka this weekend?
There are about five teams, including us.
Okay.
There's Wrangell, Petersburg, Juneau, Thunder Mountain, Ketchikan.
All those teams were playing in Sitka this weekend. And were all the games at Moeller Field, or did some happen up at Kim Sham? Or?
Yeah, Kim Sham.
Okay, but you guys just played Ketchikan and Thunder Mountain, right?
And Juneau.
And Juneau, too.
Yeah.
And Petersburg for JV.
Okay, so the JVs played Petersburg, and you guys went 3-1.
Yeah.
Who did your three wins come against, Fred?
We beat Juneau twice and Ketchikan once.
Okay, and did you play Thunder Mountain this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah.
How did that game go? Was that the Juneau win that you were talking about?
Yeah, Thunder Mountain.
That's the loss.
Oh, the loss to Thunder Mountain.
Yes.
Thunder Mountain is tough this year.
Yeah, they're better than last year.
Yeah, this is kind of a new thing. They're sort of coming on.
Yeah.
A little bit. How were conditions playing this weekend? I know it's been wet the past few weeks. I mean, how was the field?
It was, like, all muddy and, like, dirty. Like, if everybody slides, they get, like, all dirty and stuff, you know? So, like, wet. So, yeah, like, right after the game, like, when you go in the dugout, it's, like, all, you're cold. But we had a heater in our dugout, so keep us warm. It's all good.
Yeah. Coach Conway is going soft on you guys.
Yeah.
But it was better than the previous weekend. I mean, I saw a picture in the paper. It looked like somebody was sliding into second base in a lake.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have been pretty bad. So tell me about Sitka's offense this year. How are you guys connecting with the ball?
Well, we have a pretty good top-to-bottom lineup. Like, everybody gets hits.
Yeah? Anybody putting it out of the park regularly this year?
Well, Jake has a lot of home runs. Brian's starting to get there.
Jake Licari and Brian Way?
Erickson had a couple in Ketchikan.
Okay. And how about pitching this year?
We have a lot of pitchers. Our pitching's pretty good. We're still trying to find out who's a starter and reliever.
Yeah. How do you divide your time, Fred? Or do you mainly start, or do you come in relief?
I do about half and half.
Okay. Are you righty or lefty?
Righty.
Okay. What about the seniors on the Sitka Wolves? You're going to be losing some big guys, your Mick Petruskis and so on.
Yeah, our seniors are big part of our team. Like, we're gonna miss a lot of outfield and a lot of infield. Mm-hmm. So, they're big hitter Devin Roman and Mick and Grimmer.
Right.
So,
is there enough depth coming up in the lower classes to make up for the loss of those guys?
Not really.
No. No, so
there's a lot of good eighth graders coming up.
Okay, yeah. So you'll find out next year. The tournament that you're heading down to, you're going down to play in Petersburg, and there's just a lot of teams this year. Craig, Petersburg, and Wrangell all have teams. Is this how are you guys feeling about this? Are you at all worried? I have a feeling Sitka is probably going to go into this tournament as a favorite, but there's a lot of teams to get through.
Well, yeah, I think it's actually an advantage for us. I think that just makes the number one seed much better. If we can secure that number one seed, then it'll be an easier way to get through the tournament.
Okay, because you get a first round bye?
Yeah.
If you get
we only play three games, so.
Okay, so a little bit easier. I had one other question. I saw that Ketchikan had a knuckleballer. Did you guys have to face a knuckleball pitcher?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Yeah. All right, because that's kind of a difficult pitch. I had One last question for you, Giyu Ghulam Ula Lodi. I'm just curious, where are you from?
I'm from Pakistan.
And did you play baseball in Pakistan?
No, I didn't. I just played cricket. So I just started playing baseball in seventh grade here. Like, Fred convinced me into it, so I was like, all right. And then I liked it, so.
Okay, you are the first person I've ever spoken to who's played both cricket and baseball. Which is better? Which is the better game? And you can be totally impartial. Nobody's going to hold anything against you, even though, you know, baseball is our national pastime. We could take it if you felt differently. You don't know? You're not going to comment on that?
No.
Does cricket have anything in common with baseball besides the fact that you're swinging a bat at a ball?
They don't have anything compared only the swinging and the ball.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they
and
have
like catching, but no glove. So
no glove. Did you find that you took to baseball naturally when you came to Sitka? You were seventh grader.
Yeah. No, I was fifth grade.
Oh, fifth grade. Yeah. Fred worked on you a couple of years.
Yeah.
And got you to play baseball. Did you find that you could, having played cricket, that you could adopt baseball pretty easily?
Yeah, well, it's like baseball is kind of like easier than the other sports, like, because I can actually, like, I'm actually not that bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
Than other sports, like, you have to, like, I don't know, it's kind of easy because I know, you know.
Some of the skills are the same.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, one last thing for you. When GU started to play baseball, did he look like a cricket player?
I don't know what a cricket player looks like.
Neither do I. That's okay. We're even there. Fred Elliott is a sophomore. He's a pitcher on the Sitka High baseball team. Ghulam Ula Lodi, he's also a sophomore. He's a second baseman. And as we said, you guys are headed to Juneau this weekend to play your final conference games. This weekend, and you guys have beaten Juneau already this season, mm-hmm. but you're going to be playing on their home field, and then the tournament is May 24th through the 26th in Petersburg. So, good luck! It looks like you guys are the favorites. I hope you guys do well.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Every Tuesday morning, we talk about high school sports and activities here on Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.